Hi, I'm Ella Sean, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. The last time I had the pleasure of getting lost in unfamiliar surroundings, I was in Seattle, Washington. My first time in the Emerald City, and I wanted nothing more than to find myself wherever my heart and my feet took me. I realized in my meandering that if I trust I'll end up where I meant to be, it didn't really matter which roads I took. So if you're ready to wander about, then come through the Enchanted Forest with me, and we'll talk about it. Hello, my Enchanted Beast. How are you? I can't even tell you how excited and grateful I am to be back in the forest with you all again. After what feels like years instead of just months. I won't lament about 2020. We all went through it. However, I will say it did hijack my third season. And now, we're moving into the fourth season of Enchanted Beast Podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome and buckle up. Because this podcast is for grown women who think about grown women things. If you've been waiting for the return of the show, thank you. And I do regret not having the opportunity to share the third season with you. And also, I have a jam-packed season coming up. Remember to like and subscribe wherever you listen. Share it on your social media outlets. We need more Enchanted Beasts, more empowered women, more enchanting womanhood. Hi, it's Ella, and I am so amazingly stoked to start this season off with a play on words. I think I talked about the idea of wandering and not being lost, right? All those who wander are not lost. I think it's one of the biggest misconceptions out there that if you are wandering through life, then you have absolutely no idea what it is you want or where you want to go or how you want to be there. But I'm an old bohemian gypsy girl, and I believe that just because we're out here wandering doesn't really mean we have to consider ourselves lost, right? Honestly, it's a matter of wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, impossible opportunities, and belief, right? It's a matter of wonder, impossible opportunities, and belief. When I consider what it is that allows me to relish the thought of being completely out of my element, wandering about instead of commonly, you know, instead of the commonly felt emotions when people tend to be in new places around new people, not really sure of where they are going or even where they are, you know, fear, hopelessness, confusion, feelings of weakness and inadequacy. When I consider what it is that allows me to relish the very idea of losing myself in unfamiliar places, I think it's the childlike wonder of the impossible opportunity of discovery awaiting me as I move about. I don't know anyone. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what road is going to take me where. So all I am faced with is, I wonder what, I wonder when, I wonder how, I wonder why. I am left with this openness. No expectations, because I don't know what's going on. So I am left with the childlike wonder and the impossible opportunity of discovery awaiting me. I have no idea what I am going to run upon, right? I have no idea who I'm going to meet, what I'm going to see, where I'm going to end up, how I'm going to get there. They are all impossible opportunities waiting for me to discover them. And honestly, I believe that wherever I am is truly where I'm meant to be. And I know that sounds so hokey, and a lot of people say, oh my gosh, you know, people say that, but what if you end up in a rape camp? Then that is where I am meant to be. There is something for me to learn, to gain, to help, to heal. I am there at that appointed time for an appointed reason. I can't say I would look forward to being in a rape camp, obviously. However, I can say that my belief is that wherever I am is where I am meant to be in that moment, at that time, with those people. Angel numbers 222. You are where you need to be. You are with whom you need to be at the time you need to be there. I want to know as much about everything as I can know about it. So I guess if curiosity killed the cat, I guess I have 9 lives. What is it to wonder? I've been working a lot on my Broken Soul series. I released the second book, Mirrored Souls, Amza Mirar, back in, I want to say, October of 2020. And I am almost done with the third book, Âmes en consécrateur, or Consecrated Souls. And I find that a lot of what I've been dealing with is kind of this kind of Wonderland journal that several of my characters have taken to. And I've been looking up a lot of Alice in Wonderland quotes and reading the book, rereading it from a very adult perspective. And I thought to myself, I think Lewis wasn't writing a children's story. I don't think Alice in Wonderland is a children's story. No. Alice in Wonderland is like a self-help book in palatable childlike phrasing. So, as I considered my fourth season of Enchanted Beast podcast, I thought, what is my theme for the year? Right? What is my theme for this season? And last season it was elevation. This year it's definitely seeking wonderland. Because at the end of the day, I think that's what we're all seeking. A little bit of wonderland. A little space where we are free to wonder. And not simply wonder in our minds, but we are free to fully experience, sink ourselves into the wonder of living, of being alive, of being able to experience life. In order to effectively go through this season, I'm going to have so many Alice in Wonderland quotes. Really. But they're all life lessons. So I talked about the first thing that really gives me the freedom to meander, to wander through life without feeling lost, is the childlike wonder I possess. So I want to share a quote with you from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Presently she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward. How many times have you had what most people would say are silly thoughts of wonder? For some reason, as adult women, we forget our whimsy. We forget to wonder. To question, to ask. I wonder. Most everything I write as a writer comes from one of those I wonder questions. I wonder what it would be like to have dissociative identity disorder as an adult. I wonder how aliens and human beings who share most of the same chromosomes and body parts, how would they get on together? I wonder what a daughter of one of the multitude of black men who have been killed by white police officers. I wonder what one of their daughters would think. What happens to her as she grows up knowing that her father was gunned down because he was a black man? I wonder if mental illness is a conduit into higher levels of consciousness. I wonder if sexuality, the act of being a sexual person, is a divine gift. I wonder. Why do we stop wondering, ladies? And those who don't wonder, I hate to even say it, but it's true. They won't wander either, will they? If you don't wonder about anything, you certainly won't feel the need to wander about in search of answers, or even in search of more questions. But there's a huge difference, a huge and important difference between the words wonder and wander. Now, depending on where you're from and what your accent is or what your dialect is, those two words may sound exactly the same. I wandered over to the Walmart because I needed to get some toilet tissue. I wonder what's going to be for dinner today. I wandered on over to the Walmart and I got some toilet paper. That child is always wondering what's happening. Why's this going on? Depending on where you are, those words sound the same. However, regardless of how you say the word, regardless of what it sounds like, we know that they are not the same words. To wonder, as a noun, it is a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, inexplicable. Wonder. The first time I looked into my husband's eyes, my soul was filled with wonder. And I couldn't explain why. I didn't understand it. I was 18 or 17. And yet my soul was filled with wonder. As a verb, it's a desire or the act of being curious to know something, perhaps even a feeling of doubt. I wonder about men who don't like cats, if their reason stems from a bad experience, okay, but if I just don't like cats because they don't listen. I have some doubt with that, right? Now, I wander. As a verb, it means to walk or move in a leisurely, casual, or aimless way. Move slowly away from a fixed point or place. Wind with gentle twists and turns in a particular direction to meander. When I read this definition, I read it so slowly and it felt like I was reading words that were written in molasses or decadent purple honey. To walk or move in a leisurely, casual, or aimless way. To move slowly away from a fixed point or place. Wind with gentle twists and turns in a particular direction. Meandering. I love it because that's what a wanderer does. They move about leisurely, not rushing, not trying to get to a certain space. No, they wander about very casually, slowly moving, not needing to be in one specific area. They move away from being fixed, stagnant. They move slowly, winding, twirling, twisting gently in a particular direction. Not all who wander are lost. I think it's important that we understand the wonder of wandering. My word nerd girl is over here with fanny flutters. I'm not even lying. Like, oh, she is really excited. Understand the wonder of wandering. You ever ask yourself why little kids are always filled with such wonder? Or why animals find so much joy in boxes and plastic bags? BT Dubs, I just got a kitten. Well, I didn't just get a kitten. I got a kitten maybe 3 months ago. And his name is Obadiah Wisdom. And he's a Bengal cat. Beautiful silver Bengal cat. He looks like something wild. And so I am really experiencing the wonder of having a kitty. And it's amazing because I've only had dogs for so long. I unfortunately lost the family dog. Our little guy, Samson Sherlock, passed away in August of 2020. It was very difficult. And I think Obi is really helping me find my sense of wonder yet again. So, I'm wondering, why is he so enthralled with the chewy box and not with what came in the box? Why does he dive into the plastic bags when I'm cleaning out his litter box? It's because they allow themselves, children and animals, they allow themselves to experience everything as it comes to them. Without expectations or judgments, no anticipation, no sense of entitlement, no, I have a right, no disappointment. What would your life be like if you went through it without expectations, judgments, or condemnation? It'd be like slipping down a rabbit's hole and finding yourself in a hall of doors where each door offered you a different possibility and opportunity. Can you imagine going through life without expectations, without always anticipating something? Without casting judgment or feeling judged, without condemning or raising, every experience becomes possibility and opportunity. Imagine living life filled with unlimited possibilities and opportunities. That is what being in a state of wonder will afford you. When you're not expecting anything, then everything is an unexpected surprise. And I know that sounds redundant because Microsoft said, you only need to say surprise, Ella. But no, an unexpected surprise. I need the redundancy. I need to drive home that when we lose our expectations for people, for life, for experiences, whatever, then we are unexpectedly surprised by how beautiful life is. By how easy life can become. I hear you, girl. I hear you, Ella. But okay, now we're trying to, you know, live on purpose and set intentions. What about setting intentions, Ella? What about them, Beast? Setting intentions is not the same thing as having expectations. When I set my intentions, I simply state what I intend to accomplish, experience, share. I have no grandiose expectations for how these intentions will come about or be brought to fruition. Therefore, however, whenever, wherever it happens, is an unexpected surprise. For me, that often fills me with, if I had a live audience, I'd be waiting here with my hand up to my ear, waiting for them to shout, wonder! That's it. Often fills me with wonder. A feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, inexplicable. Who doesn't want to go through life feeling that? Without the help or assistance of drugs or alcohol, which is a drug, right? Without depending on anything outside of oneself. Who doesn't want to go through life feeling that, experiencing that, being wonderful, right? Sometimes I have questions about the way things work or how something got to be the way it is. In that instance, I may wonder about something I'm not as knowledgeable about or want to know more about. I could also wonder about things that cause me doubt. Either way, my wonder is always based in curiosity. And my curiosity often leads me to seek answers. Seek answers. My curiosity leads me to seek answers. So, to sum up the beauty of the word wonder, as a noun, it is a feeling of surprise mixed with joy or excitement at discovering something unexpected and unexplainable. As a verb, it is the act of being curious or feeling doubt. In both forms, wonder is based in childlike openness. That's the important part. Wonder requires openness. Vulnerability. As we get started in this new year of 2021, with a new administration in the White House and new strains of COVID-19 running amok, remember, not all those who wander are lost. To wander is to move casually from fixed places, or move and twist and turns gently in a particular direction. It is not the same as having no idea where you are or where you're going. I want to encourage all of you, Enchanted Beast, to let your wonder guide where you wander. I loved that so much when I wrote it. I turned it into a tea mug. I can't wait until it comes in. If it's as gorgeous as I know it's going to be, I'll offer it for sale. Let your wonder guide where you wander. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Be surprised by the unexpected. Do what is unfamiliar and beautiful. Enjoy without explanation. And by all means, spend some time meandering around without your Google Map. Decide to spend the day making only right-hand turns and see where you end up and what you discover along the way. Try taking a slow walk in your neighborhood while gently twisting and turning along the path. What will you notice? Who will join you? Or who will smile in wonder as you wander by? The point is to embrace that childlike openness. Allow wonder to fill you as you wander through the next 340 some odd days of this year. If we are going to allow ourselves to be wonderful as we wander, then we must be open to unlimited, impossible, possible opportunities. Alice said, "Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." Impossible opportunities. I am sure right now I sound like the Mad Hatter. What is an impossible opportunity? You know how I love wordplay, almost as much as I love foreplay, but I digress. As I mentioned earlier about having this childlike wonder and how it will lead you down the rabbit hole where you'll find yourself with limitless doors, with unlimited opportunities. Well, it's time to see what's behind each door. The first person to call into the show and leave me a message telling me what famous children's book this show has been alluding to that I've already said, I'll be sure to shout you out and play your call in the next episode. Anyway, let's talk about possibilities and opportunities. Some of us get those words completely mixed up, and they don't even sound the same. How many of you out in the Enchanted Forest believe that these words are interchangeable, that you could use either or in a sentence and be correct in your statement? If you said yes, I do, or me, then you're wrong. Possibilities and opportunities are not the same thing. So let's start with the word possibilities. Yes, this does require you put your word nerd girl hat on. Or you can go by my shop and buy a Word Nerd Girl t-shirt. Let's start with the word possibilities. Root word possible, meaning able to be thought about, conceivable or doable. After the year we've all endured, everyone is more than likely sticking to what is possible, attainable, and within reach, rather than dreaming about what they consider the impossible. Possible means safe, not too taxing or demanding. Possible has a low chance of failure. It also has a low chance of fulfillment. But at least you don't have to worry about falling on your ass, right? Most of us are preparing to do only what we know will work out, because if 2020 and the first few weeks of 2021 are anything to go by, focus on the few possible avenues and save all the big ideas for later. Wrong! If the word possible means attainable, then what does the word possibility mean? A possibility is what is attainable. Should one endeavor to make it happen? Okay, Ella, and what does this have to do with the price of almond milk when we consider the fact that we have roughly 340 some odd days left in 2021, and each of those days are filled with possibilities? The only thing to ask yourself is, what's keeping me from taking advantage of as many possibilities as I want? What is keeping you from taking advantage of as many possibilities as I want? Because you all, some of you, or people you know, right, may have this idea that the word impossible is a fact. Right? Impossible things are facts. Impossibility is a true thing. I'll tell you what keeps you stuck in the land of impossibility. Self-doubt. Fear, lack of motivation, limiting thoughts, lack of focus, determination, willpower, procrastination, laziness, complacency, dependency. You are what keeps you stuck in the fixed position of impossibility. You are the anchor tying you to the dock of impossible. Right? You're waiting on the possible stuff. You're waiting to catch possibilities. You're waiting to catch guaranteed attainable life. And it's not there, right? We've all heard the saying, nothing is impossible. The very word says, I'm possible. We've heard it, but how many of us actually believe that nothing is impossible? Because we make everything possible with our desire to achieve, our belief that we deserve it, and our will to see it come to fruition. Now, you notice I didn't have any ors in there. It is not we make it possible with our desire to achieve, or when we believe we deserve it, or our will to see it come to fruition. No, this is not an either or situation. We make everything possible with our desire to achieve, our belief we deserve it, and our will to see it come to fruition. And then we work. We work like slaves with no feet. And we continue to have the desire, the wonder about it. We continue to move slowly, gently towards a specific direction. And we believe we deserve it, and we have willpower to see it through. I wanted my enchanted riding cottage. I had no idea how to make it happen, but I decided it was possible. So I purchased a vintage camper trailer to refurbish and keep in my backyard. My HOA said, please remove that hunk of shit from your property. We don't allow this in an award-winning planned neighborhood. The camper trailer was a possibility. but it wasn't attainable. I sold the camper for $1,100 and bought a wooden backyard shed kit from Costco and decided I'd build my riding cottage myself. Now, I have never done construction a day in my life. I've always wanted to. I grew up looking at this old house on PBS, and as I got older and was able to have cable, I was an HGTV junkie. I've always wanted to be that woman who has the little, you know, tool belt around my waist and out in the sun working and hammering and nailing and doing it all. I wanted to be that woman. I had no skills. I was really great at putting like IKEA furniture together, you know, and the stuff I got from like Target. But as far as I am going to create a riding cottage someplace that is going to be substantial enough for me to be in it in cold weather, hot weather, warm weather, wet weather. No, that was not my thing. However, I did have my backyard shed kit. So here's the process of possibility. My kit, which took up, I have a 2-car garage. The kit weighed 4,000 pounds and took up half of my garage. The guy who delivered it backed a trailer into the garage and had the hydraulic roller dump the kit. And it sat in my garage for a year. I thought that, you know, we, the HEA and I, with our kids, would be the ones to actually build the kit. It had all the directions, and I was like, we're going to do this as a family. It didn't happen. What ended up happening was the HEA hired a contracting company to come out and actually build the building, right? To put the structure together. Because at least that way we knew it wouldn't fall down, right? It wouldn't fall down around me or on me once I started using it. Now, this is a basic backyard garden shed, okay? It came with a floor. It has two doors, some windows to let some light in, but none that let up. This is not a she shed kit. Right? Or a backyard office kit. This is your basic store your tools and your lawnmower and your bikes and maybe a freezer. Because it didn't even come with electricity. Like, this was your basic shed. So once it was done, and y'all, it was so funny. The people came out and they're like, yeah, it'll take us 2 days. The first day it rained, so they only got the floor done. On the foundation. The second day, it took them about 8 hours to get the whole thing up. It was just two people. So once it was up, we had this open shell, right? Wood everywhere. Then we went to Lowe's and Home Depot to buy foam insulation, drywall, tape, mud, nails, all kinds of other construction shit I didn't even know existed. Plus, we had to put the roof on. Like, it had the roof, right? But we had to put the paper down and buy the shingles and put that stuff down and the shingle guards. Like, we were up in there doing stuff. This is my process of possible. This is the process of possibility. I had no idea what I was doing, but YouTube is really a great place, right? So I am YouTubing shit and I am figuring it out. I literally watched 1 million hours of YouTube tutorials on everything from roofing to sheetrock hanging to insulating with foam board to taping and mudding and putting down floors and all kinds of other crazy stuff that you just don't think about. So the HEA and I got to work. After the electrical was done, 4 months after getting started, I am actually right now sitting in my enchanted writing cottage recording this first episode of season 4. Again, I have no construction experience. I didn't even know how to cut drywall. I had no idea what I was going to do to actually get shit to stick where it was supposed to stick. And yet, I am in my writing cottage right now. I don't have leaks in my ceiling. The insulation keeps me nice and warm with just a space heater. And if it's warm outside, I don't need anything. The process of possibility is very simple. It was my will, my determination, and my belief. I will say that again. My will, my determination, and my belief. That is how the process goes. Everything is possible when you have the willpower to stay with it. When you have the determination to see it happen, to bring it to fruition. And I know what you guys are thinking. Willpower, determination, same damn thing, Ella. No. Willpower is from the solar plexus. It is from who you are innately as a person. It is your will, your energy, your desire, your innate power to will what you want into being. Determination is a physical thing. It's based in the ego. It is that part of your brain that says, I will not give up until I have what it is I want, until it looks the way I want it to look. Determination is a physical drive. Willpower, right, is your divine power to will what you want into being. Determination is the physical drive to see what you want to happen actually happen. And then there's belief. The belief that you deserve to have what your heart desires. And no, that is not entitlement. Entitlement says, I deserve to have everything simply because I am here. Belief that you deserve to have what your heart, your soul desires is imperative, because it goes along with the idea that you have already reconciled that the universe is your friend. and that she wants what's best for you. They want you to be happy. They want you to be fulfilled. They want you to be whole. So by believing that you deserve to have what your heart's heart, what your soul desires, it is saying yes, because I know that the universe is my friend and wants what's best for me, wants what is going to make me happy. So the process of going from what is impossible to all is possible is very simple, because I'm possible. Everything else that I can conceive in my mind, believe in my heart, will from my spirit, all of it is possible. Because I'm possible, everything else is possible. This has been Ella Shawn with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember to stay enchanted.